Alternatives Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.
You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our third guest in for today, have we not?
We have. We have Sarah Sandback.
It's definitely Sarah this time.
Definitely Sarah. Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
Can I get you just slightly closer to that microphone, please? So you are, well, what are you?
Well, I ask myself
she's
every
Sarah.
Day.
I know. I mean, what is it that you do?
So I teach mainly Pilates and other fitness, different regimes for people here in Newport on the island.
Okay. And I know we're just discussing you're in Chain Lane.
Yes, yes.
Which, if you don't know where that is, it's not far from Hellersley's.
I say the back of Boots. And
back
then,
of Boots, yeah.
We're between the Samaritans and the hospice charity shops. There's a little lane down there.
Yeah, which most people don't know exists half the time.
No.
So Pilates, now that's, would it be fair for me to say that's a low impact kind of exercise thing which can be done by anybody?
Yes, yeah. Pilates is focusing on core strength, so it helps to improve posture, not only strength through the body, but your flexibility. And I teach mat work Pilates, so for most of the class, you may get to be laying down on the floor.
Nobody falls asleep, I hope.
Well, if you do, as long as you're not snoring, I tend to leave you.
That's me out then. And you could do this whatever your level of fitness or age, that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. As long as you can get down on the... Well, I say down on the floor, it's probably more getting back up off
yes,
the floor.
Yes, absolutely.
At least once in the class, then most people are able to handle a class. We do a range of levels, so we have a beginner's class all the way up to sort of more advanced improvers where I get them doing as many silly things as possible.
Silly things. Such as?
Well, some of the classical exercises in Pilates are things like rolling like a ball. So you roll around the floor in a little ball shape or standing up on your shoulders with your legs in the air. But that's only for the advanced classes.
I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
But I mean, when people talk about exercise, they think, it's going to be running or something, isn't it? Or climbing wall bars. But it's not like that at all.
No. Especially the beginner's level, nice and gentle. It's a really nice hour for you to be focused on yourself, so it's a nice mind body class where you can think about something other than what you need to be cooking for dinner.
Yeah, now that's an interesting point, isn't it? The freeing your mind of everyday cares whilst you're doing something just for you.
Yes, I mean, you've got to have time for yourself every day. It could be just 10 minutes or it could be an hour doing your Pilates class.
And that's a great idea because mind and body are inextricably connected, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
What you think actually gives you a physiological response, and vice versa. If you're doing some kind of exercise, it will relax your mind.
Yep, very much. And that's my favourite response from my clients is when they say they've just had an hour of thinking about nothing than what their body's doing and whether they're breathing.
Success in every packet.
Yes.
So what else do you do?
So we're now doing a range of classes, more aerobic, as I've got this nice big new studio. Mm-hmm. So Zumba's always been one of my favourite things. It's a good fun class, lots of world music. We're also doing a bar conditioning class, which is a ballet-based class.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
B-A-R-R-E.
Yes, that's it. You stand at the bar for most of this class. So it's a nice, gentle class, similar to Pilates, except you're standing up.
Mm-hmm.
But we do things in turnout, like you would in a ballet class, and you start to target a lot of the muscles around the hips, so you're strengthening your legs. Mm. You've got to work your core as well. I use ballet music and some of the traditional ballet exercises.
Well, I mean, if you ever see a ballet dancer, they are incredibly strong.
They are.
Yes. They don't look very muscular, but they are incredibly strong.
Yes.
And because you have to be to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
do they have to wear tutus?
Tutu is optional.
Okay. But that's a good question. I mean, for each of these classes, what sort of clothing is appropriate?
For all of the classes, you want to be in something you can move in easily. I mean, we're sort of inundated with fitness wear in all the shops nowadays, which is lucky. But as long as you've got something you can move in, things like Pilates and bar, you just need socks. And for anything that's more aerobic, Zumba, we do sort of legs, bums and tums, you need to have trainers on, really, to help support the feet.
Okay. And is this for adults only?
So adults for some of the classes, Zumba, if you've got teenagers that want to come along with you, sort of 13 and upwards, as long as they're with an adult, then I'm always up for encouraging younger people to get active as well. I think it should be everyone.
Not children under 13.
No, not very much.
I need to ask this question because everyone's talking about Zumba. I've actually no real idea what it involves. So could you enlighten me a little bit, please?
I can. I feel like maybe we should get you along to a class to show you.
That'd work well on the radio. I could say, I'm at a Zumba class now. Oh, yes, it's really good. But what actually is involved in Zumba? Because I've heard lots of people say, oh, I got Zumba and it's great. It's Zumba. But I'm not entirely sure what it is. I know it involves a lot of quite high-impact music, but I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a dance aerobics class. They use a lot of Latin music and also world music, so you'll sometimes get some sort of Bhangra, Bollywood, things like that in there. The idea is that you take some of the basic steps, so especially with the Latin dances, merengue, salsa, and you combine them with fitness exercises and get a routine. So it's a full body workout. It's lots of cardio in there, and it's supposed to be good fun. So you've got lively music. You can have a bit of a shimmy and a shake. And I always say there's no mistakes in Zumba. You just get lots of unexpected solos.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And I presume there are levels of these classes as well. So there was somebody with my stature, which is A, old and B, slightly overweight, would not go in and do the major impact one to start with, I presume.
So the Zumba class that I teach is sort of open to all levels.
Oh, okay.
And I try to encourage you to work at your own level. So I'll break down steps while you're teaching, and you can sort of go as crazy as you like.
So you've got people of mixed abilities in the same room. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
So you can say, no, you don't do that yet because you'll basically kill yourself. Yes. And but you're okay over there. Yeah.
And I think with Zumba, the important thing is that for the hour of the class, you're just moving and enjoying yourself. It's better than doing, nothing.
No. You see, I don't dislike the sound of that. I like the sound of Pilates better because it sounds nice and gentle. And,
yes.
And I should say more holistic. It's a bit awkward. I don't know what I mean, but it involves your mind in a kind of peaceful Zen way.
Yes.
Whereas Zumba is all about having a great time, which is nothing with that. Yeah. But that's
lots of adrenaline in there.
Zumba. I don't think I could last an hour.
But if you want to present this show on your own, you can push me into a Zumba class, and then that'd be the last you see of me.
Off you go, Sarah.
But no, you would recommend this for people who are, like me, a bit overweight, or people who just want to keep fit, for any of these exercise-type classes that you run?
Yeah, I think what I always try to get across to people is it's always about having a go and trying, and trying to be active in a way that suits you. So Zumba isn't going to suit everybody, but I try to make sure I've got another class that might suit them. And be sort of helpful. I think it's very easy to not find time for ourselves, and especially time to not do anything but just sit down on the phone, on the computer, in front of the TV.
That's an important point. We were talking earlier to our previous guest about disconnecting from everyday life for a bit, and even just an hour is probably worth doing, because as you said, you're thinking about you or what your body's doing, not about anything else. Do you find people use this kind of exercise to help them if they've had like sports injuries and things like that? Is it
Pilates can be great for recovering from injuries, because we try to work the whole body evenly, and like I said, not impact on the body. I wouldn't recommend something like Zumba for injury. But then Zumba, again, depends on yourself. It's not a specialist. And some of the toning classes, sort of, we do a legs, bums and tums. So that might be ideal, sort of a shoulder, but you still want to do some work, because we're not working on arms as much. There are adaptations. So I think it's always nice to have a variety of things so we can try and appeal to as many different people.
Excellent
stuff.
Sounds
good, doesn't it? So can you design a particular exercise regime, for want of a better word, for a specific person who's of a particular age or needs something?
Yeah.
Yeah, depends.
So,
you know what I mean?
I do also do personal training and one-to-one sessions. So that's great for people if you're maybe lacking confidence or you feel like you don't have enough knowledge to come to a class. And the nice thing with one-to-one sessions is they can be completely tailored to suit that person. So depending on their already fitness ability, any injuries, anything like that, we can do something nice and calming. From all the sort of Pilates side or toning things, or if they're wanting to sort of up their fitness level and they've already got quite a bit of strength, we can go for things. I have one client I go running with. We've been doing the couch to 5k together, more as moral support, because not everybody wants to be in a class with other people.
No, I get that point, because you could be a bit self-conscious and think, oh, I'm not, they're all going to be really fit and slim and I'm going to be this blob that comes in.
Yeah, it's for some people just don't like being with lots of other people.
No, I understand that too. It makes a lot of sense. And we've still got Sarah in.
We have.
And you're going to ask a couple more questions.
Yes. If someone's had an injury, could they come to you for you to design, for want of a better word, an exercise regime to help them repair those bits and still stay fit?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you've had an injury, the best thing to do is always sort of contact me and discuss what the problem is, and then I can advise. For something possibly not too major, you might even be able to come to a group class if you wanted to. Something like Pilates, depending on the injury, could always be beneficial. But because I offer one-to-one services, you could come to me with explaining your injury, what you're wanting to do, whether it's to help build the strength up from this injury or whether you don't want to lose sort of maybe strength or your fitness level from somewhere else, so we can adapt things, so we can work around that you're not just resting every day until you recover.
Well, sometimes if you have an injury, you tend to rely on some other part of the body to support that, don't you?
Yes, yeah, we compensate very quickly. The body will always adapt to sort of work in the easiest way possible. And then you can end up sometimes causing more damage.
Yes,
I've seen that happen. And I think you're right. If you've got some kind of injury, you might think, well, now I can't do any exercise at all.
Yeah.
But then you think, well, no, you've only injured your arm. Not only, but you know what I mean? Yeah. There's other bits of you can exercise quite successfully and you can work around that.
Yeah. And it does depend on each individual case, but I'm always up for a challenge, so I'm always up for helping people.
Here we go.
We like that. So how can people get hold of you should they wish to?
So while I am based in Newport, I'm not always at the studio because I'm usually rushing here, there and everywhere, teaching at other places. But you can reach me. I have a Facebook page. My business name is At The Studio.
At The Studio. Yeah. Was it an at or a symbol at?
So my logo is the symbol at. If you go onto Facebook and type all as one word, at as the letters, At The Studio IW, and you should find my business page there.
I'm typing it right now.
Alternatively, you can always contact me by phone. Usually a text message is probably a better way to get hold of me in case I'm teaching, as my days range from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m.
What, you can't answer the phone whilst you're teaching?
I'm not sure how happy everyone else would be. But you can always contact me on phone, and the number is 07824630232.
Okay, you just like to give that one more time?
Yeah, it's 07824630232.
And if you go on to At The Studio on Facebook, which I've just done, it opens up with a message box as well, so you can send a message through that way. So if you're thinking about losing some weight, getting fitter, or just generally want to improve your well-being, that might be the thing for you.
Yeah, I mean,
just a bit of exercise, even if you've got, I'm not going to say depression, that's not the right word, but if you're feeling a bit down, exercise can often make you feel a bit better.
It can.
It's those dolphins, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Thank you very much for coming in, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
And if you've got any queries, well, address them to Sarah, because don't ask me, I've got a clue. And she'll be able to put you right.
Yes, absolutely.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.